Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're going in.
EA Sports.
It's on.
Get your head in the game.
EA Sports. Your man's on the game. On the game.
Do you want to say hello?
Hello. How are you?
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Darren's going through puberty at the minute.
How are you?
You're all right,
yeah.
Go on, throw the Simpsons reference in when Homer's voice breaks during choir.
That's a good reference, man. That's very specific.
Nicely done. What song is he singing at the time?
He's singing, Oh Holy Night. No?
Yeah.
Away in a
Is it Oh Holy Night?
Yeah, the line is fall on your knees. Does he sing
it? Fall on your knees. Back when it was something, man.
Bonus episode.
The bonus one. This is the one.
Bigger, we're, better.
Bigger, better. More than 14 minutes. You are back.
Jesus, yes.
I'm
setting out your stable now.
Ah. Huh?
We're bowing to pressure here.
We don't give in to pressure.
So, for any, this, Darren goes on about this at some length in the main episode coming on Wednesday. There were some comments under last week's bonus episode about the duration of the episode.
Yeah. Darren, a lot of, like, I want to say, spiteful comments. Not very thought out. Triggered comments. Yeah. Erratic.
Nice words.
Nice. Very erratic commenting by the listeners, and
so
you
were
to the point of
it.
Telling us to fuck off.
Ooh. And you read them out as you heard them in your head as well, which is very aggressive.
And even the okay ones, sort of nice ones, were still read out aggressively because you set the tone with that sort of stuff.
But look, he's wanted longer for a bonus episode. I mean, you know, it's extra.
Gonna cost you.
We wish.
Your credit. Cost you your 5G.
Your data, yeah.
Your data.
Up your data.
Well, look, we're looking after you.
Follow your daddy.
We're looking after you by keeping it 14 minutes because it doesn't eat all the data.
We're trying to make it palatable. But if you want longer, we'll give you longer.
What do you want? What do you want? Fucking two mains?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that.
Two mains in a dessert? You little fucking hunger. Little hunger.
Little hunger. Do you not get enough now?
Greedy. So, sure, we may as well get on with it. Or will we drag the arse out of it?
I think we should keep going without the questions for now.
Right, okay. Well, what do we do on the bonus episode?
We answer the questions.
We do. That you, the listener, have sent in to stallit@goloudnow.com. And just to drag it out, I'd like to spell that.
S?
For?
S for Sale. Simpsons.
S for Sale.
S for Sale.
T for?
T for Terminator.
Yeah. A for?
Apple.
L, that's actually correct, isn't it? A is apple in the phonetic alphabet. L for?
Love.
Lima. Isn't it?
The alpha.
Alpha, not apple. Alpha.
L for, A for alpha.
L for Lima.
Another L for Lucozade.
Yeah. I for, do you know the phonetic alphabet?
No. Let's go in, let's get into it. Okay. Let's get straight into it.
Do you know where the word alphabet comes from?
Yeah.
Is it because A is alpha?
And B is beta.
Oh, did you not know? Did you not know that?
What the fuck?
Did you not fucking know that?
I only learned this last week, and I said to
last week you only
other podcasters who I work with, and they were completely unimpressed.
What the? Is that really right? Wow, wow, wow!
And I have gone through my whole life not realizing this.
That is,
it's needless. You don't need to know it.
I don't give a fuck. I want to know it.
But you don't need to know that.
Well, I'm happy I know it now.
But it's not the phonetic alphabet. It's the Greek alphabet. So it's like alpha and beta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like beta house.
Like beta house, yeah.
Alpha house.
Yeah. C. Charlie. D. Dingo.
Delta.
No, we're
Delta.
still spelling out the email.
Oh, sorry. Back to I then.
We done it.
It's not indigo.
We done stall. We already spelled out stall.
Fucking hell, I thought I knew it.
You'd be hopeless if you were at
Where are we at?
T is tango.
Tango.
They use Tango.
No, we're still spelling out the name.
That's it now. That's the Stalin. Are we going to do with Darren and Joe?
With, yeah.
M.
M is Mammy.
M.
Muffins.
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, because we're dragging the art. We have to drag. They wanted more than 14 minutes. So let's read out the phonetic alphabet as a bonus. It's a fucking bonus. Bonus. B for beta. O for orange.
O for
Oscar.
Oscar, for fuck's sake.
Oscar who?
N.
Oscar the Grouch. N for nice. What's it?
November.
November.
Do you remember?
U for umbrella.
Oh, I remember the umbrella. I get it now. Because it used to be in fucking primary school. And play school on the cards with the umbrellas and the apples. And yeah. I'm all... What?
Uniform. Charlie. Foxtrot. Uniform Charlie Kilo. Fuck. That's the name of a Bloodhound Gang song.
F-U-C-K.
Foxtrot. Uniform Charlie Kilo. Kilo.
Kilo of what? What's heavier? A kilo of feathers or a kilo of bricks?
The pub say makers about kilo, but doesn't matter how many, just doesn't matter.
No, it's obviously bricks because they're heavier though.
No, don't be sure because a kilo of feathers is still a kilo. Kilo doesn't matter.
But
anyway.
Still a kilo is lighter because of feathers.
Yeah, but it's just loads of them in it because then they're at a kilo. The lightest baby ever born in Ireland was what weight?
A kilo.
No, less than a kilo. Less than half a kilo.
Compare it to an object.
Bag of sugar.
That's heavy-ish for a baby, no?
No, not a bag of sugar. Heavy for a baby?
Yeah.
A bag of sugar?
They won't want more of this.
But this is what they asked for and they're getting it.
400 grams.
Like two people same comments. We've just changed. We've bowed to pressure, first of all. I believe this is like negotiating with terrorists.
Mm.
You meet their demands the first time, they're only going to come back again.
Say, we want longer with better content.
Now everybody knows.
We're just gauging them though. We're just saying if they will jump again.
Now everybody knows. If I'm mean enough to Darren in the Spotify comments, I'll get what I want.
No, it's not the case. Because then I'll just close off completely and I'll delete. I'll get you to delete all the episodes. And there'll be no going
delete
back and listening to them all from the start again.
Delete them.
They'll be all gone. Never to be seen again. Do you want to answer some questions now?
Yeah, we stretched that out, I think, pretty thin.
That was pretty thin, alright.
Are we near 14 minutes yet?
No, we're halfway there, I'd say. That was some pretty...
Why don't you sing us a song for 14 minutes? What's the longest song ever written? You started this episode off doing an impression of Homer singing O Holy Night. Why don't you sing O Holy Night for us? They'll love that.
I don't really know it.
The longest music piece ever written is John Cage's ASLSP, which stands for As Slow As Possible, with a planned performance duration of 639 years. It is being played, as we speak, on a specially built organ in Halberstadt, Germany. The piece began in 2001, scheduled to finish in 2640.
How can I go on? That's just...
Someone must have been pissed off at his last song being too short.
Just like this podcast. We will make this podcast 629 years long.
Could.
You thought Errors of Charles Manson was too much?
Let's order some food.
The longest podcast ever recorded was 153 hours.
Joe Rogan.
Bunch of Dutch lads.
Oh, crazy. Crazy Dutch lads.
See them, it's always the Dutch doing the long podcasts, isn't it?
The longest recorded phone conversation was 90 hours and 2 minutes.
What was the longest voice now?
In Nepal.
The longest voice now? Say that was long.
Break some records there.
What you have at breakfast?
2 eggs.
Did you?
That were undercooked. So, and I usually have them boiled. So when I was opening the shell, the whole egg kind of broke away. So I end up just dumping them into a cup, like a child, and then just mashing up the egg, like a child, like having a googie egg.
An egg in a cup.
Egg in a cup, but not an egg cup, but like in an actual coffee mug, and just smashing
it
up.
It's an egg in a cup.
Oh right, okay.
Some butter and salt.
Salt, yes. No butter, no.
No.
No. But it was lovely.
Yeah. I had a Jonah.
What's a Jonah?
It's a Jaffa cake donut.
That sounds disgusting. Tell me more.
You get them in the shops. They're in a little box in the Bicky section. Jonuts.
Is it just a donut with orange in the middle, like marmalade?
Yeah, like a little bit going through it, like all the way around. And the texture is like that kind of, it's chocolate on top, and then the texture is like cakey, but it's a cake, but it's like a cake that doesn't go off for a long time.
Like a Jaffa cake?
No, not really.
Like a sponge at the bottom of a Jaffa cake.
But like more of it. And more wet-ish.
Sounds,
you know, that cakey kind of...
And you chose to buy this?
Oh, I get them all the time.
Do you?
Oh, they're bleeding lovely, yeah. They're called Joe Nuts. You could do an ad for them.
I should, shouldn't I? Yeah, I should. Yeah. Fucking nobody would want to eat Joe's nuts.
Oh.
Oh, ho, ho.
What about these nuts? Why would you want these nuts when you can have Joe Nuts?
Why would you not just get a jam donut?
I like Joe Nuts.
I'd say you do.
I love Joe's nuts.
You might be a bit of a celebrity Grim Reaper.
Who's dead?
Well, it turns out Jake has tipped us off.
The Hulk Hogan thing?
I'm entering us now into regular bonus content.
Okay, okay.
So Jake tipped us off. He said, you thought it was mad you were talking about Hulk Hogan on the podcast and then he died.
I mentioned that last week.
I know, yeah.
No, I was just saying, yeah, but that has happened a lot. I tend to speak or either think about someone or just they enter my head and then they die.
Any other examples?
Not that I can think of.
You listen to Ozzy Osbourne, so you're probably listening to him before.
You and Amy were talking about Ozzy Osbourne on the
comments. The Osbournes, yeah.
3 days before he died.
Yeah, we were talking about the Osbourne show because we were watching it.
Do you know what my group chat is called? Celebrity Deathmatch. And we have all selected a celebrity that we think are going to die next. And we've done a little sweepstakes. So whoever celebrity dies
first. You put money on this?
Yeah.
Who's the favourite?
The favourite to die? I think someone said Rod Stewart.
I can see that.
Who's the favourite? You can't pick someone who's already kind of sick or anything. So
it
has to be just sort of out of the blue. Unexpected death.
Yeah, I think I am a celebrity Grim Reaper. Or just the Grim Reaper in general.
Who's getting next? You have the inside track, so.
Who have you been talking about lately?
What have I been watching? It's usually when I'm watching something that's like random from years ago. And I'm like, why am I fucking watching this?
But I do think it could be Irish celebrities. I think it's going to be a big year for dead Irish celebrities.
Fucking August. It's going to be a big rest of the year.
It'll be a cold winter.
Jason suggests, he tells he's watching the David Berkowitz documentary. And he's saying it'd be a great deep dive for us to do the Son of Sam.
What's that?
You don't know the Son of Sam story?
No.
What?
Did you not know that? You know
film?
No.
You never seen the Son of Sam?
That's a great film.
What's it?
I fucking believed you, you fucker.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen either.
I don't even know what the Son of Sam is.
Wow.
I tell you, I do know. I know the Son of God.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
See Mel Gibson's doing. Passion of Christ 2.
He's gone already.
Yeah.
The Passion of Christ 2.
Yeah.
In two parts.
It's in two parts?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But this is the bonus episode, so we will not go into further detail. Jason, you were talking about Sam. Sam, what was it?
Not a bad idea, Jason. I'm going to come back to that. There is a deep dive coming soon. You two don't know what it is.
Oh.
It's not like Manson or JFK deep, but I think
so. It's not the 9/11.
Is it the Pepsi Jet?
No.
It's
not 9/11.
Oh.
Yes.
Not yet. 9/11, we'd be here all year.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I love it.
what do you think happened?
Yeah. We have to do the research first.
I think Al Qaeda flew planes into a tower.
So do I. Joe doesn't, though. I don't think.
No.
Make that noise again. I think it's a very interesting story. But I just, one of those ones, like, where do you start and stop? Like, do you start when they're trying to find Bin Laden? Because that's part of why...
Are you talking about 9/11 here?
Yeah. Because people just, that's a big part of the conspiracy, I think, is that they don't realise how incompetent a lot of, and poorly organised the communication was between, like, CIA and other agencies.
Yeah, for sure.
There's only 5 of them on the
ground.
And
if you don't know all of that, then find them. It's a lot easier to believe it was an inside job.
Yeah, but you got to think about how incompetent Al-Qaeda are.
George Bush's face in the classroom, though, when he's told, you ever see that?
Yeah.
He's just like whispering.
I'd be like, let's get back on the fucking plane.
He just continued, they read a book.
And he was reading it upside down.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah, he was reading the book upside down.
After hearing the news.
while he was like, wasn't he?
I didn't know George Bush could read upside down.
See, this is why I haven't done 9/11. Because usually with these deep dives, I can go, and then this happened, that happened, and you'll have questions about what I've just told you. But this one, you have your own version of events. So I'd come in with, oh, my hours are shit, and then you'd have your hours are shit. And,
I think it'd have to be approached.
Dude, look, say the book was upside down.
No.
Is that a myth?
I think it's a fake.
It'd have to be approached in a certain way, though, because it is horrific. Like, well, all of them are, no? All of them we did are horrific.
Yeah, it's fake. Manson family. So, Joe, you're off to a losing start on 9/11.
That's fake, so it wasn't upside down.
So I was right.
He wasn't reading upside down. It's either faked or else it just...
It was debunked anyway, nonetheless.
Debunked. Anyway.
Debunked.
A deep dive coming to you very soon.
What else have you got for us today?
Loads.
I've done one question, yeah. Oh, I'd say that chuffed.
Oh, I'd say that loving.
Yeah, I'd say that absolutely delighted with that.
Who's the fellow driving for Portmarnock to Darrendale?
Sorry?
The fellow who was given out because we didn't last for his drive from Portmarnock to Darrendale.
I can't remember.
What's his name? Anyway, he'd have to go around the old roundabout with the entrance to Darrendale there a few times.
Yeah. He'll have to take the long route home.
Yeah.
If he wants to listen to this.
A lap of airfield there, pal.
You might even need to go through a towel.
Yeah, stop off for a little drive through.
You know what? I'm going to find out who that was because we're being very rude, aren't we?
Oh, well, I think we have every right to be rude.
Jeez.
Ryan.
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 Ryan. Ryan the...
Hope you're not in a hurry, Ryan.
So we're dragging the arse out of this.
Yeah.
We will be here.
Here, Ryan. I probably wouldn't go home for a long while. Okay.
Go in a car wash.
It's like podcasting filibustering.
Yeah. Yeah. Get yourself a car wash, yeah, as Joe said.
Yeah, and another thing, why don't you fill up petrol?
Yeah,
just
things that take lots of time. Why don't you maybe fucking park your car in a car park and pay money in the meter?
Get a service
and get a fucking valet while you're at it.
Get a valet because we're not stopping. We are not stopping. We will
again. You get the valet and they clean the whole car. And you go off and then come back, we'll still be here.
You get a good valet in the car park in Clare Hall there, Ryan. Just across the road from Clarendale.
A little polish.
Pop in there.
Does a valet, every valet have a person who tries to get you over to the valet? Or is that just in the car park around the corner?
No,
the way there's a girl there at the valet and she like waves at you with a leaflet. Yeah. Is that all of them?
No.
Is that just that one? It's just like, why? Like, if I want, I'd Google it and go to a car valet.
Yeah.
If I wanted one, I'm not just they're not going to wave at me. I don't drive, but they're not going to like wave at Amy or yourself. And then you go, oh, actually, I'm going to get my whole car valeted now.
You might.
No, it wouldn't be a thing.
If you were in town and you were doing a little bit of shopping and you knew you had to load up in the back and you'd just say, go on then.
No,
yeah.
I think
give it a little clean.
I think you'd have to plan that in advance to valet your car. I don't think that's a thing on a whim. I don't think you just whim that one.
I've done that. I've gotten a car.
You've just like randomly not be going to get a car valet and then you're like, oh, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I don't know what I feel like.
Once you see it, like you're like, right, I'm doing that.
I'm off.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
She gives a lovely little wave and I say, fuck it.
No, I don't believe you.
Do you know?
No.
I've stopped here once, well, twice, two times, because there's one in the Oilac shopping centre as well, and it's like they don't use water, so it's all clean. And I think it was around Christmas time. I was going to be putting Christmas presents in the back, and I was just like, I'd like to put them into a clean bin.
I think that's different.
Is
it? Because you've a reason to.
Mm.
Well, if you're just coming in here to record a podcast and someone's waving at you in a car park for a car valet, you're not going to just go, do you know what? All right, then I'll do that. You're not going to do that.
Well, you have.
God, it's. What did you? Why are you gonna have your dinner
today?
Yeah,
I don't even know. I don't even know yet.
It's the fucking surprise of it all.
That's how I like living. You're just not sure what's coming around the corner. Is there gonna be a woman waving pamphlets in my face for a car wash, or what's going on?
Or am I having spaghetti bolognese?
Do you ever go into a drive-thru car wash and forget to take the aerial off of your roof,
and then it goes bling 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 bling, bling.
And you think, "Fuck, I'm at the break in that,"
and it's never broke.
It's a powerful antenna.
Do you want any more?
I'd like to keep going for a minute, actually.
You carry on. We're in no rush.
Imagine someone's so spoiled. Someone's listening to this podcast as if they're going to be like, oh, come on, lads, hurry up. Like, you can just knock it off.
It's
like
a Monday. I don't have all day.
Do you mind if I just check my phone real quick?
You go for a smoke, man. You go for a smoke and take it easy. I'll just, you know, fill some air here. So, don't be worried. What are you checking your phone for?
Just texting Jerry back.
Ah, oh, it's tell him.
I have a message from me, ma.
Tell him I said hello.
Tell him we could be a while here. And another thing.
I have something to eat now. You carry on there.
Yeah, we're chatting. You have your little fulfill bar. I'm afraid of all foods now because of this listeria outbreak. Everything seems to be fucking getting the listeria hysteria. The hysteria of listeria. It's in everything. Them fulfill bars and the bleeding. Everything. I've never even heard of listeria before.
What were you saying there?
Just talking about listeria over here.
Listeria?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on listeria, whatever you do.
Because I'll only get into that. They're saying listeria is in bleeding lettuce now. The healthiest food that you can bleed and think of. Are you talking about those products that got pulled off the shelves? Yeah, but now there's more. Yeah, spinach. Spinach? Popeye's favourite food, the healthiest food in the world.
I
and it's
just checked my phone there, it's at that buzzing.
Go on, you take your time, man.
Listeria and fucking spinach of all things.
And spinach.
I don't believe you.
Dark greens making you sick. Fake news.
Oh, and any questions?
Conor Murray Rory says.
Ah, it's yourself.
He starts off Darren's web of lies.
Okay. Ooh.
He says he's listened to the Conways, episode 72, to be exact. In it, Darren refers to green beef in his microwave and calls it something you'd find at the nuclear plant in The Simpsons. I thought he doesn't like or watch or know The Simpsons, considering all the grief he gives yous about bringing it up.
Well.
I did say one earlier here as well.
Speaking out of two sides of your cheeks.
I remember some of them. I'm not like you as well. I remember all of them and base my whole life around it.
Can we start off by saying what the fuck is green beef?
Yeah.
Green beef?
Yeah.
So we were talking on the podcast, there was like a smell in the gaff. And I was like, usually the smell like that is from the bin. So you take the bin out and put a new one in. But the smell was still there after it. And it was coming from like the presses and stuff. And it was opening the presses, smelling the presses and all, like a fucking weirdo. Like, what is that like? I thought it was like maybe some moldy bread at the back or something that just escaped from the pan. But no, it wasn't. It was, I opened the I put some roast beef in the microwave on Sunday, not last Sunday, on a Sunday, and opened it on the Thursday, and it was that. That was what the smell was.
Did you cook roast beef in the fucking microwave?
No, I cooked roast beef for the dinner, like, for the Sunday dinner.
Okay.
And then I had some left over, and usually I just, like, throw it in the microwave, and then, like, when it cools down, I'll put it in the fridge, I cover it up, like, and then have it on a sandwich, or give some to the dogs, or, do you know that way?
Why did you put it in the microwave if you're going to put it in the fridge?
Because it was still hot.
So you put it in the microwave?
I just like put it in the microwave real quick.
Are you following this?
So it was hot?
It was hot, so I put it in the microwave, just like leave it, and then go back to it.
Oh, you don't turn on the microwave?
No, I don't like put it on. It's just like, so a little bit of storage there, like, oh, look, out of the way, kind of.
So, okay, you're using the microwave as a container for this beef?
Just for, which should have been a half an hour.
But then you forgot about it.
I forgot about it and it was there for like 5 days. And I opened it and like it just like boom. Like I could smell it through me t-shirt, like what I was like covering me mouth with me nose, like I could smell it still, like.
Was it hairy?
It wasn't hairy, but it was like it was a shade of a luminous green.
Really?
It was like a luminous, like a highlighter, like it was coloured in. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It took ages to get rid of the smell. But part of me was like, I wonder what would happen if I had it.
You'd have superpowers.
But that's what that was.
Radioactive me.
Yeah, it'd be like shooting meat out me wrists.
Oh.
Like I'd be real chunky and horrible.
Coming out all slow.
I'd be killing you.
Like fat coming out of your wrists.
It'd be the most pointless superpower ever.
Meat boy.
But yeah.
Roast like, beef boy.
I remember some Simpson quotes. That's why that exists.
And what was the quote that you said?
About the nuclear power plant, the colour of the nuclear power plant stuff. That Homer works.
Because Homer works in the nuclear power.
I was like, "Doh!"
What's your favourite Simpsons episode?
The one where Bart has an evil twin. That's
a good one, yeah. Hugo boarding a plane to Switzerland.
Mm.
Yours, Joe?
I like any of the Treehouse Horrors.
I like the one where he robs the video game.
Do you?
Yeah, I love that one, yeah.
A lot of people hate that one.
I really love
it. Not hate it, but a lot of people think that's kind of the weakest or one of the weakest of the golden era.
I think there's a lovely bit of a,
I say a lot,
heart to it. It's a very emotional one.
I like it too.
I like the
Bone Storm.
I like the one where he has no soul, sells his soul to Milhouse.
Mm. I think Australia and Homer Going Space.
Good.
Hard to beat those two.
Yeah. The Warthog going the wrong way down the toilet and stuff.
I like that other one where he's like on the, is it washing up powder or something? His face is like...
Mr. Sparkle.
Mr. Sparkle, yeah. That's good. Or the one where he gets clamped and he needs to have a piss. Is it Gogorosh or Crab Juice? Only Gogorosh.
Mm. That's the same one.
Is it?
No.
Isn't it?
No.
He goes to like New York to figure out what the deal is with his face being on the stuff.
No, New York is... Barney, I think, takes his car after a bender and Homer gets a call say it's in New York, it's been clamped.
Ah, yeah.
I like the Shining one as well.
The Shining one? Again.
Yeah, do you know the one where it's like, no beer TV may calm or go crazy?
Something.
I feel like a tide has changed against Family Guy and people don't like Family Guy now. And I used to fucking love Family Guy. Do people not like Family Guy?
You can only
like
do
Family
something
Guy?
For so long. Before just,
but South Park, like, you know, is amazing and people haven't turned on South Park.
Mm.
But Family Guy, I think there's just a Family Guy fatigue.
Yep.
Is
maybe
that?
It's the 20 year slump, like after the
I couldn't tell you the last time I watched Family Guy. I don't even know if they're making new episodes. Yeah, I presume they are.
Yeah,
a lot of people started taking the piss out of it saying it just rips off ideas from The Simpsons and others.
You think that's bad?
Yeah, it's the flashback scenes, isn't it? It's just like so formulaic. And Matt and Trey, they hate it.
Do they?
Oh yeah, they fucking despise it. Despise it.
I think the creator, Seth MacFarlane, gets a lot of hate in Hollywood, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think the toys have turned against
him. Even though he made the new Naked Camera and that got good reviews.
Right.
He made the new Naked Camera.
Did he?
Where he's like walking around Dublin and saying, we're living a fucking... Woof, 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 woof.
What was I trying to say? What was it?
Naked Gun.
No, he's done Naked Camera, the new reboot with Jake Stevens and the boys.
This is some bonus episode.
Any more questions?
Yeah, a few.
Come on.
James from Georgia.
Jimmy from Georgia.
His question is, would you two be willing to do the research on a topic and guide a deep dive episode instead of me?
Would you be willing to let us?
As James puts it, Owen doing all the heavy lifting. Darren could do a deep dive on the Pixar theory and Buzz Lightyear's role in it all.
What's the Pixar theory?
The Pixar theory.
I think that could be just
Joe could do 9/11. I would not be a part of Joe doing or a Joe-led 9/11 deep dive.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
I'd go mad.
It'd be amazing. I've done so much homework on it. I'm so educated on it. I just need to refresh it and get all the facts and figures.
I would kind of, I'd like to sit through it though. I'd like if you did a presentation.
We could do
or like a stage show.
Yes.
And we got to go and watch your version of what happened.
And it was all just kind of like on you, like.
Yeah.
I mean, we could enjoy it.
You could say it. You could stay out at the beginning. You could say, look, this is not a reflection of our opinions. This is just 100% Joe. On we go.
And his research.
Yeah.
And also just from his head.
Books and from research and from loads of YouTube videos.
Loads.
Loads and loads and loads of YouTube videos in like 2008 and stuff.
It's held on to it, like, mix it up a little bit along the way, like, you know, like everything, but
Square videos.
The Pixar theory is that all the Pixar movies actually exist within the same universe.
Oh yeah, like where they have like the car from Cars in Toy Story and stuff as a toy.
I think there's Easter eggs.
Yeah.
That's no secret though.
That, like where it's like, oh, the fucking Boo from Monsters Inc. is Andy's ma. That kind of thing.
Yes. I'm trying to think of other Pixar. Is Shrek Pixar?
No.
DreamWorks.
Ah.
There's a new one coming out.
Spielberg.
They're doing a new Shrek 6.
All right, stop.
Are they really?
No, I'm not talking about Shrek. Shrek 6.
Get out of my swamp.
I've a nice email from Emer.
Well, they're doing a spin-off. Donkey's getting his own spin-off.
Yeah, but they changed
Murphy's
the animation on it.
Making a bang.
They changed the animation. Everyone's giving out. It's like when they brought out the animation for Sonic, remember? And it was like a little rat.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
They have to change it.
Was that marketing though, I wonder?
Right. Dean says he wants an apology on behalf of the nation from Darren.
Oh,
right, go on.
On behalf of the nation,
just over Darren's.
I don't know between commas and apostrophes and all that, and I already knew that, so you don't even try and shade me like that.
I'm not talking about that. This is a whole separate issue. Dean says you owe an apology to the nation for your continuous abuse of classic Simpsons.
Can we play some? Let me just play some.
Let me just
patriotic music over this apology.
Let me see here.
We'll, Sheena Fianna Fáil, the national anthem will play underneath us.
Are you ready?
Go on.
No.
Uh-huh.
I won't apologise.
You. This whole episode is you not apologising but bowing to pressure. So if we get enough comments asking you to say something nice about Simpsons.
You know that I subtly say things about the Simpsons. Maybe I'm just doing it.
Huh?
It's all an act.
Maybe I like the pain of people not liking me, not knowing the Simpsons references or hating them.
I can't believe how long we've been here.
I'm just saying.
See what happens when they tackle us? We give in. We leave it there.
Yeah. Wrap it up there.
I'll see you at that, and I hope you're happy with a longer bonus episode. I do apologise.
Never apologise.
I don't. Should I not?
Did you do something wrong?
Yeah. It's very short. It's a very short episode.
Your man's probably still on the roundabout listening to this.
Hopefully.
Or parked up in his garden. Did you ever listen to a podcast and you get home and the podcast is not over yet?
And you're just in the garden laughing. Just in the garden laughing.
Just waiting.
Just waiting for them bits that you go.
Come in and eat your dinner, will you?
And then, like, your missus is texting it and all. And she's like, I can see it in the car. Are you coming in or not? And you're like, oh, I'll be in a minute. Just listening to that.
Ryan, I think, is actually on a scooter going to Darndale.
You cycling on a scooter?
Cycling? Do you cycle your scooter, do you?
It's a joke. It's an ongoing joke.
Is it?
Yeah, somebody said it in one of the questions. Because I had accidentally said it, I think. In a previous episode.
Did you?
So it's kind of a thing.
I get you.
It's kind of a thing.
I get you.
Voice messages.
Oh, when he's gone again. Right, we're up there. So
we'll wrap it up there. And thanks for all the...
thanks for your patience.
Your patience and your engagement. And your astute observations of...
Mm. Your feedback.
And your feedback, yeah. Yeah.
Your feedback.
See ya. Come on. See you, right?
Here we go. Beautifully poor.
That's all. See ya.
See ya.
Yeah. See ya.